Be seated.
As we look at God's Word today, we're going to talk about the Lord's Supper and when it was instituted. And if you have your Bibles, you can turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, and you know, you'll find there beginning in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to begin with verse 23 in just a moment. But as we talk about the Lord's Supper, I just really want you to stop and think about the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. I know and I'm well aware of the fact that we observed Easter last week and had a great play and want to thank everybody who participated and great worship last week. But I want to come back today to allow us to remember the fact of what Jesus Christ really did and how it needs to be reminded to us and a reminder to us on a daily basis of what Jesus Christ really did go through. And not only on a daily basis, remember what he goes through, but the Bible tells us, he tells me, and he tells you that we're to pick up our cross daily and follow him. Daily, we're to go out and follow him, to pick up our cross. And there's something amazing about a cross, and there's a cross over there attached to that tub. And as that cross over there is attached to the tub, and it's not a very big cross, it's not a humongous thing, but I want it to be a visible reminder that when you go to a cross, when you come over here to a cross, and you can maybe nail your feet to the cross, which would be kind of painful, you can nail one hand to the cross, but somebody else has to nail the other one. Somebody else has to, you can't totally do it on your own. And I want you to know that there's no way that you can totally become a human living sacrifice on your own. You have to have power, you have to have help to do it. And that help comes through the person of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so I want you to read with me if you have your Bibles today. And if you don't, bring them next week. But we're going to read God's Word together in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning with verse 23. Listen to what the Word of God says. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." That passage of Scripture has a lot of meaning in it and a lot of information. This is the information given to the church at Corinth, and there's a whole description about the church that was there in Corinth and the things that was going on in the Corinthians' lives and how that some of them had died and some of them had fallen asleep because they had been disobedient to do what God had told them to do. But I want you to think about the fact of the sacrifice. You see, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And today we're going to observe the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper is kind of a visual. The wine and the bread is a visual reminder of his sacrifice. And, you know, the early church, when they came together to observe the Lord's Supper, they did it probably on a daily basis. We know at least weekly they came together and observed and partook of the Lord's Supper. And it never tells us how often we should take the Lord's Supper. But I think that when we do it, it needs to be a visible reminder of what he did. The blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. That's what the grape juice represents. That's what the fresh fruit of the vine represents. I've been over in Romania several times, but I've had the privilege of partaking of the Lord's Supper over there in Romania. And as they brought the wine out for the observance of the Lord's Supper, and I want you to know, when they did it, it was so special. It was just so special, the significance and the importance. I watched the Romanians sit there with tears running down their eyes as they thought about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. As I was sitting there one day in that little bitty old village church out in the middle of nowhere, and on the Croatian border, and as I was observing the Lord's Supper, I was thinking about a few years earlier than that. There was a friend of mine who was a part of a church that they observed the Lord's Supper weekly, and it had kind of lost its significance. That was in my pre-conversion days before I was saved, we was out partying one night, and he said, "Well, I've got to go home early tonight because I got to get up and serve communion tomorrow." And we sit there. Now, mind you, we was a couple of drunks, okay? But a couple of drunks sit there, and we talked about the meaning. I said, "Scott, you're missing it. You're missing it, man." And believe me, I was not right with God in any way, shape, or form. But I said, "You're missing it. The communion means more than just going there and being home early from a drunk on Saturday night so you can be there in time to do communion on Sunday morning." He said, "Well, then what does it really mean?" And I had enough theology and I had enough teaching from my childhood to know the significance, the importance of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. And this here today is a visible reminder of the sacrifice that He made for us. God uses ordinary stuff. He uses ordinary stuff to make us remember. And that's the reason I think we should make it remember Him on a daily basis. For the simple fact, grape juice or wine was something that the Israelites used on a daily basis. It was something that they used on a daily basis. It was something to remind them every time that they picked up the cup. I probably won't be able to do this. Every time that they picked up the cup, they remembered. It was a visible reminder to them on a daily basis of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now, when you drink grape juice or when you do that, we probably don't stop and think about it. But for them, it was something that was on a reminder on a daily basis. Almost every house in Palestine or in that area had a grape arbor. And you know, I've never been to Palestine, but I have seen some beautiful grape arbors when I've been overseas. And when some of them, when you come into their house, you have to walk underneath the grapevine and the grape arbor to get there. And grape juice is something that they used on a daily basis. And one time while I was over there, they brought me grape juice for dinner one night. And they tested it, made sure it hadn't fermented before they gave it to me. I was thankful for that. But because of the way that they had to package it and to store it, sometimes it got sour before they was able to serve it. But it was something that's very common. It's something that everybody had access to and was used to. And so God used the common things. And you know, that's why even in the beginning, in the Passover, when He started the Passover, it was a Passover lamb. And the blood of the lamb was sprinkled on the doorpost and over the mantle of the door. It was something as a visible reminder of the sacrifice that God was going to make. A visible sacrifice and bread. And He said, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you." Now, today, this is not an unleavened loaf. I tried to bake one this morning. It's still gooey in the middle. But this body, this is My body, which was broken for you. My body, which was broken for you. It's a visible reminder. You know, we eat bread and we eat sliced bread. Sometimes thank God for sliced bread, right? But as we eat bread and we take it kind of as common, but other places around the world, bread is a staple food. Bread is a staple food that you know, I was talking to Florin one day and he said, "Yeah, you Americans, you talk about the weather and you talk about sports." He said, "When Romanians get together, we talk about where you can buy bread the cheapest at. And what the exchange rate is that day." He said, "Those are the two things that we talk about." And he said, we talk about where we can buy bread the cheapest and where it's the best. Because it's still a staple of their society. And it's pretty good too, isn't it, Lucas? All right. And I remember, you know, every day when we was at camp,
And we had to go into the village to buy bread. And one day I got a tour of the bakery. I enjoyed the tour of the bakery, and it was just a good day. But one of the best things about that day was that when we left the bakery, the bread was still hot. And we would take the bread, and Florine said, "Let's break bread, brother." And so we broke bread. Did you get that? Let's break bread, brother. That was a visible reminder of the brokenness of Christ, how that His body was broken and bruised. So even though you may eat sliced bread, you know, used to when I came back, we didn't eat very much American bread anymore. We always made our own, because not just because it's cheaper, but because it's so much better. It's so much better. Shady Joe's shaking her head. Yeah, she's agreeing with me up here. But it's a visible reminder when you get that loaf and you break it. It's a visible reminder of Christ's sacrifice on the cross. Remember what He has done for you. Remember the importance that Christ's body was broken. And it was broken for you because of your sin. And remember the blood that was shed for you. Folks, this is not some religion that's pie in the sky. This is reality. He used common things to bring the reality of His sacrifice home to us on a daily basis.
Pastor Ken was preaching, I remember a couple of years ago when a friend of mine lost her mom.